Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Solve Coagula. Solve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled. Snakes in the grass. Son of position. We got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast. I got ya right where I want ya. Like a raw lion in the field, I stalked ya. Creeped up on ya, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a gore. Can you hear me now?
Just all part of the game.
Think the scene was so long, now it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow the world of Satan's.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's official.
ninjascroll.web.com. Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared. It's fear that it's the main.
Well, that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Thank you.
hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Wednesday, so we have Amanda joining us here in just a second, and we can have you as well out there in Radio Land if you want to give us a call. The number here is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into today's conversation. So with that, let's go ahead and bring Amanda in here. Welcome in, Amanda.
Hey, it's been a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I know. I miss talking to you. So what's the word on the street?
What's that?
I said, what's the word on the street?
Oh, well, I mean, I was just having a fun conversation about the quote-unquote Chinese spy balloon, so, but...
I like how Brandon said that he took care of it and that he should get a hero's welcome, basically, for his heroic efforts on that.
Right. It's a good thing that, you know, they knew it was from China and that it was allowed for, what, 5 days? 5 days worth?
Something like that. Yeah. And then he said, well, that's China for you. And that's his whole response.
But thank you,
but
Brandon.
He totally took care of it once China told him it was okay to shoot it down in the Atlantic Ocean right by South Carolina. This way, if there was anything important in it, it would just go right to the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, and then they can go out and fish it out. Huh, very interesting. Yeah, I just find that whole thing so ridiculous. The minute I heard it, I'm like, you false flags get stupider by the day.
Well, they think that we're a bunch of saps and we're just going to believe whatever Brandon says. That used to work. If this was 1974, that process might work. But we're in this technology age. Like Brandon today said that he never said what he did about the Ukraine when he withdrew the funding because they didn't fire the guy fast enough. He says he never did that, although we've laughed at it on tape for 10 years now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I think you're right. They do believe that we're a bunch of saps. And sadly, I think that's true as a general rule because people just take everything at face value. If it's reported on the news, it has to be true. Whatever newspaper that reports on it and writes up an opinion piece online, well, certainly they must have done their due diligence and done all their research. And, of course, they vetted out all of their different information and their sources for sure, so we can just accept it like it's the truth. But none of it.
Yeah, but you have a certain swath of a population that Brandon could do no wrong. He's the best ever.
Mm-hmm.
Because his greatest achievement is that he beat Trump. So everything else doesn't matter because as long as we don't have Trump for president.
Uh-huh. Yeah, thank goodness we have a bumbling idiot or a mumbling bumbling idiot for president.
Well, there's no secret already that they're debating whether they want Governor Gruesome out of California, or they want Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady, to run in 2024. And the globalists don't even want Brandon anymore. He did his job, and they want him to they want him to exit stage left, and he's not willing to.
Well, he's a digital puppet, so I'm sure he'll put up the fake fight and make it look as though he really authentically is some sort of president. But we know he's just there following orders. If it's from the Obamas, if it's from the Clintons, if it's from whatever shadow government globalist powers that be. He's doing their bidding all the time, and he has to play the role. Well, he does what he's told, let's put it that way. So yeah, if we have to vote with Newsom and Obama, that's going to be horrifying all on its own. Oh my gosh.
Democrats right now are trying to debate which one they would rather have.
Bro.
And they look at it as a positive because no Democrat has ever done anything wrong ever. Unless Tulsi Gabbard or Kyrsten Sinema, who switched parties. Then they've done something bad.
Wow. Okay, well, that's just gross. And that Newsom's done that worthwhile. So all he ever did was shut down the economy in California and institute mandates and act like he's the ruler, he's the king of the state, and expect people to bow down to him with this completely annoying voice.
Yeah, but his claim to fame is that he's the nephew of Nazi Pelosi, so that carries a lot of weight.
I forgot about that. Dang it. Why is it always these people are always related. These freaks are always
are
related somehow.
Well, it's either that or you have Michael Robinson Obama, whose claim to fame is that she's a nice lady.
Right. Yes.
And between the two, the general public would be way more open to Big Mike than Governor Gruesom, but they'll take Gruesom if that's the second choice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Heaven forbid. I guess I shouldn't be surprised considering the way that things have been playing out and the talk of the ChatGPT and AI. And, it wouldn't surprise me, honestly wouldn't surprise me if at some point the presidency is just turned over to AI. Like, honestly, they rely upon some sort of intelligence to take over ruling a country so that it can be done correctly with no mistakes. And it just, that's the chilling thing that I see happening, because you can have someone as ridiculous as Brandon in office this whole time, and yet he's still there, even though he's a total joke. It just wouldn't surprise me. Just at this point, they have to get the most vile people to run for the presidency, so that they can put in their AI.
Whether it's Trump or whomever, that Trump or whomever will need at least 100 million votes in order to win.
Gosh.
So
goodness.
Trump will need 70, or he'll need 25 million more votes than he got last time.
Oh, hell,
because
yeah.
You realize that they're gonna make this voter fraud to the point where Brandon will get 90 or 95 million votes.
Right.
There's going to be so many dead people voting for him, you're not going to believe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're recruiting every day with new Democrat voters. They got those gene therapies out.
Right. Yeah. Thank goodness for the gene therapies and how they were fast-tracked. Starting with Trump and then moving right along to now. I'm sure you've read that the latest studies are showing, well, they did a metadata study showing and actually getting the attention of the CDC that masks actually don't do anything at all. They have little to no effect.
Which is why we need to continue wearing them, and they're the best. Scams are the best thing that you could do to fight COVID. And even though they're telling you that they do nothing and they actually detract from your health, but that's okay. It doesn't matter. That's the best thing you could do to fight a disease they made up in a Wuhan laboratory.
And the fakest thing you can possibly do, and so it's obvious that you follow the narrative. It just it definitely shows the rest of the world that you're a good global citizen and you're willing to do whatever you're told, and or at least for the most part.
Well, you just think about it. You still have people that are going out and getting their gene therapies, even though Pfizer has been forced to admit that there are deaths related to their gene therapy. That doesn't matter.
Right.
It's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah. And I've read online, I haven't had anybody say this to my face, but that I have read things like, well, I'm willing to take that risk for other people. I'm willing to put myself in the risk to get the vaccine, the gene therapy, to save other people, because, you know, so it's so altruistic of these people to put themselves out there and be like, well, it's so worth it if I can just not contribute to the deaths of the elderly and the whatever. Usually it's the grandmas that they will throw under the bus for that. So, of course, they have to look as though they're caring and concerned about the population, just doing their part to make this a better world. Same thing with the vaccine. I mean, same thing with the mask or the scam.
Yeah. No, that's just that people, their both of their parents could have died from getting the gene therapy. Their spouse and their daughter could have died from getting the gene therapy, and they'll line up and still get their 17th booster.
Yep. Even with being a good global citizen, willing to put their children in the line of fire too.
Be the social credit score. It doesn't matter how many deaths there are. And I don't know if you heard about Thailand, but the princess of Thailand is in a coma from getting a gene therapy. And after that happened, Thailand just banned Pfizer immediately.
Oh,
and
I hadn't heard that.
Is allowed there either.
I see. Interesting. Way to go, Thailand. I'm glad to hear there's one country out there.
I've never looked at Thailand, and I don't know. I don't know how strict they are in relation to China, but I've been looking at that as like a go-to place for Americans to expatriate, if you will.
I can imagine that being a lovely place to go. I have heard good things of it. I've never been there either, but yeah, I could see that being a good place to go. As far as I know, they're not under the control of China. But hey, there is so much going on in the world that we're not privy to. It's very possible that they are.
Oh, for all we know, we could be under control of China with Brandon around.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm looking at these decent sized houses, and they say it's like a 7-minute walk to the beach, and you're in an English speaking community, and you're getting a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom house for the equivalent of $90,000 cash.
Wow, that's interesting.
So yeah, it makes you think about if you really want to escape and go as far away from America as you can, Thailand's your spot.
Mhm. Yeah, I could see that being the case. Wow, I see that to be a good option. I don't know what it would take to get there, considering flying can be such a sketchy situation, the way that they change their rules and their restrictions at the drop of a hat.
Yeah, you have to be really committed to do it, because there's no going back.
Right. Yep. Yeah, it makes me feel like for all intents and purposes, I feel like I need to stay where I'm at. As little as I approve of the way the country is moving, it's also the same of, well, I probably stand my ground, stay where I'm at, and fight for my rights as much as I can, even if even if going
to
some other place.
It's not like I'm looking to leave immediately. I just started looking at some videos and started reading about it, and it looked interesting. And Thailand,
yeah.
If you go there as a tourist, and I know your food situation there, but I've seen people that drop a $20 American bill in a busy restaurant, and that pays for everybody's food.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Everybody is
that's
stuffed,
impressive.
Like for 50 people for 20 bucks.
Yeah, that's saying a lot.
And then you're getting these nice houses for around $100,000. It's like, theoretically, mm-hmm. I could sell this house and retire.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, if you're not doing crazy, stupid spending, at the age of 50, you could retire with $250,000 to $300,000 in your pocket for 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. I agree. That's so interesting.
I mean, your house would be paid off. Your food is dirt cheap. The utilities aren't
right.
bad. It would be doable.
Yeah,
if
you're right.
The worst, you could teach English as a second language.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. Good. Good to have options. That's true. You're right. It's very good to have options. And know what you need to, what you can do.
Yeah.
I know we looked at different countries as well, more in the South America area. We were looking around a little bit just out of curiosity, but in the end we were like, well, I'm guessing we're just going to stick it out here and see it through to the end. And then you hear about things like the earthquake in Turkey, and it's just a very interesting times we're living in. Yeah, it's very, it puts you on edge, just wondering what's next.
So, I don't know how much of the Brandon speech you watched yesterday. The only thing I watched was clips from a few shows today, but I wasn't very impressed.
Yeah, I haven't seen a thing at all. Didn't watch any clips, nothing. Nothing.
So while work was a little slow in my first hour, I actually completed an extra broccoli, man. So depending on my mood, this might be Brandon's, this might be Broccoli Man's video for next week, or I could hustle up and do another video. I haven't decided. But we're three videos in of Broccoli Man that you have not seen.
Oh, yeah. It wouldn't surprise me after 2 weeks off. Which reminds me, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I didn't even talk about that with you yet. So, we went to a pizza place out here, and I ordered a salad. And my wife tried to take all the chicken, but there was a few pieces that we didn't see, and I ended up eating some of it, and both of my pinky toes exploded, literally. They blistered up and exploded, and I was at risk of amputation, so I was in the hospital for a couple days.
My goodness. Wow. And it's from the
my
chicken.
My right side
the...
is much worse than my left. As of Monday, I'm not in amputation protocol anymore, and now it's just going to take me a couple of months to heal. So my goal is to be healed so that my wife and I discussed coming to St. George for Easter weekend.
Oh, very nice. That sounds
so
great.
That's my goal. I want to go without having bandages on me.
Yes. Understood. Go and enjoy yourself and not have to hobble around and be careful and change your dressing and stuff. So what did they say about your issues? Did they give you any kind of diagnosis as far as like what you can do to prevent this from happening? I mean, you know it was the chicken, but was there any other, you know, pearls of wisdom you got from that excursion to the hospital?
Not really, because they tested me for diabetes and my numbers. Well, while I was in diabetic shock, my numbers were high, but when I got done, they tested me, and I was normal. So I'm not diabetic.
Hmm. Okay.
Because they were certain I had diabetes and I just wasn't taking care of it. I'm like, why would I have diabetes after eating a salad that went wrong?
Right.
So.
Yeah, and you can't have your blood sugar spike for certain things. So it's not just diabetes. There could be a bunch of other spikes. So that's interesting. At this point, you just know you have to be very careful with your food. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're out.
I don't have any other pearls of wisdom here other than I don't want to do that ever again.
Right. Yeah, I don't blame you. I can't even imagine.
But
yeah.
You've seen me in action, I guess, but I've gotten to the point where the bottle of Slippery Elm says don't take more than 4 in a 24-hour period, and I take 10, and it's not stopping.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty, and you know that, you know yourself well enough to know that that's pretty serious.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I'm glad you're out of that mess and that you can focus on getting well and never having to relive that again.
I hope not, yeah. Yeah, but my podiatrist that I went to said that my circulation is some of the best circulation that he's seen for somebody with my age, because usually circulation issues start to take place, and I'm I don't know if it's because of my diet that I normally have or the vitamins that I take, but you can't have that good a circulation and have diabetes at the same time. It's impossible.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, good news then. Good news you're not diabetic. Good news that your circulation is top shape, tip-top shape.
Yeah.
And now you just have to watch the triggers, those allergens.
Yeah. And not that I'm a huge chicken guy, but I'm trying to put stuff back in that I haven't eaten in years just to see if I get reactions. So I wasn't exactly picking through the salad looking for stuff I can't eat. And it wasn't a lot either, which was strange.
Whatever it was just enough to throw you over the edge. But you had been experiencing some symptoms before that. Maybe that was just the last straw, perhaps.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're back and you got, I guess you have some time off work for that so that you could recover?
Yeah, I took Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off of last week, so I'm back now. It's not like I can't work. I'm sitting at home in my in my office.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. I was just thinking you had 5 days, it sounds like, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday,
right,
and then Saturday, Sunday.
Right.
And now you can deal with the stress again of work. It's always fun.
Yeah, but
well,
it was slow today, so I want to show you what I did with the broccoli man today.
Sounds good.
So let me make sure this is up here. I don't think I brought it up. No, all right, I still need a minute here.
Okay.
So if you have another story that you want to share real quick.
Mostly I was just, before we got on the call, I was doing some research on synchronicities. And by research, I just mean I got online and read some other people's experiences to see if I can understand the strange coincidences or synchronicities I've been experiencing the last couple of days. And just interesting stuff. But you know how when you think of something, like we'll take, for example, my situation, I kept noticing these blue cards, a specific type of blue. And they were, every time I saw the same color of blue on a car, there were two of them in close proximity of each other. And this happened so many times over the last few days that I had to wonder why. Blue is not really a very common color for a car, especially this type of blue. It's very, pearlescent, I guess to say. And mostly you see white cars or, you know, tan, silver. There's a lot of silver cars. But this is like the specific type of blue. And
is it a
on
powder
day,
blue or a dark blue?
More of a dark blue. Darker blue, pearlescent color, and very, very striking. And I was going to pass one of these blue cars, and I get up around it, and I notice there's a car next to it, the same color, different make, but just almost exactly the same color. So I was very fascinated. I was like, huh, there's something you don't see every day, this is a specific type of blue. And so later on in the day, I'm going along, and sure enough, sedan type cars, same type of blue color as the ones before. And then I saw it again just yesterday, and then on the way home today from my office, I saw it twice. I was at an intersection and saw these two cars go through the intersection, same color. And to me, I don't, you know, if it's the same make and model as my car, I might notice or something really interesting. But this is like, it's been really weird. And I'm all about the synchronicities or the strange little coincidences. I do that with numbers and that sort of thing. But this was very unusual for me, car colors. Anyway, so I just decided to do some reading just before we got on to the call, and reading up on different types of synchronicities. Of course, I couldn't find anything specific to a blue car that you see two of everywhere. But the synchronicities definitely show up for people, and there are a lot of different reasonings around it. Anyway, that's my little mystery right now, trying to figure out what the heck.
Yeah, I never pay attention to stuff like that normally. I know there are people that look at the clock and make note when it's 11:11 or 1:11 or 12:12 or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not me.
Yeah. Yeah, I am that person. I see numbers all the time. Randomly, I'll pick up my phone to look at the time, and it's 4:44. I did that all last week. It was 4:44.
Oh.
And now I'm seeing sixes, 6-6 everywhere. But the car thing was new to me because it's just so funny. So I like the synchronicities. I do look for the patterns, but the car thing was new. And I usually do pay attention to those things, whether it's my subconscious trying to re-pattern something for me, or I'm being made aware. A lot of people believe like there might be some sort of angelic factor. Angels are trying to make you feel comfortable, comforted, or guide you in a certain way. This the blue car, I'm not really sure, other than maybe I could start searching for that type of blue color and find out if that means something, but so far I have come up short.
I have thought about if I was to keep the car that I have, I thought about taking it to a paint place and getting it like a bright orange or a school bus red. No, I mean a school bus yellow.
Oh, oh yeah.
Just to be different.
So, yeah. You would definitely stand out. I saw a school bus, well, I called it taxi yellow, but it would be school bus yellow. I saw that on the road on a van the other day. But, yeah, that seems to stand out.
Well, just to be different. It's like everybody has a white, tan, silver, or black car, and or maybe red, but not as prominent anymore. So it's just to have something different. It's not to stand out, but just not have something everybody else has.
Right.
Like every
SUV
looks exactly the same now.
Agreed. Oh my gosh, agreed. you know, my husband's like, oh, you need a hatchback.
I've got up to other SUVs before thinking it's my wife's, and I find out it's a Buick right when I get up to it.
Yeah. It's the thing, especially around here, a lot of people like those types of cars that have the four-wheel drive so they can, you know, take it on little trails and stuff, or all-wheel even. So I see those cars a lot around here.
But I'm kind of debating, do I want a new car? Because we're looking at that. Because I want to make sure that my nephew has the car that I have now. I have a 2001 Chrysler Sebring convertible that I have not driven that much.
Ah,
so it has less than 50,000 miles. It's a nice car. I just... Sometimes you drive a car and you're thinking, you know, this isn't me. And I just feel like that when I'm in the car, and it's just weird. But there's no black box in the car, so I'm not opposed to keeping it, but it's
there's
just
no
not
There's no black
me.
Box?
Yeah.
Did you say, what's that, a black box? What is that?
A black box where... you could be monitored and spied upon?
Oh, you mean like the newer cars?
Yes.
I mean in like Tesla? Okay.
I'm talking about like every car. Like how Chevy had the OnStar in their car. They still have it maybe. That's just a spy device.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. That makes sense. Okay. Yeah, I don't have those in my car either.
Well, you have to look. You might have it. You just have to check your model.
Yeah, mine doesn't. We bought it. We got a better deal on it because it was not loaded with any of those features. So I don't have Bluetooth capability, and I don't. Yeah,
okay.
I don't have any of those options in my car. So I mean, I'm not saying that you can't track my car somehow because it's got a computer in it, like all of them do, but.
Yeah, by 2010, most cars have a black box.
Ah, I see.
I'm not saying all, but most. And by 2020, I think 99% of cars have black boxes.
Oh. Yeah, my car is an older model. We definitely got a good deal on it, and I've put a lot of miles on it since I've had it. Thankfully, it's been good, knock on wood.
Yeah. All right, well, let me see if the broccoli man is up yet. Because I want to show you the one I did today. And then we have three of them, actually, to play because I did two this week. And then I have the one from last week that I didn't get to do.
Okay.
All right. If you're ready, I'll go ahead and do this, the one I did today. This is a world premiere, I guess.
So it's the Let's Make That Money?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready whenever you are.
All right, so let's count it down. So 3, 2, 1, action.
Hey again, sugar. How is that stipend from the California reparations going?
Well, Jimra, Sims tried to pay us off wife $5 million. But we thinks we can get $5 million every single year. The state senators are finna trying to pass that for a yearly paycheck. Then we can make all the white sister and the males pay for it.
I am so happy I get my $5,000 a month just for visiting a trans. I get surprise visits from a Duarte to make sure I am really a trans. Sometimes he has to inspect mine and Malik's junk. We have to make sure we tape up our junks and hide the salami. Then he has his scissors and cuts the tapes off.
That sounds pretty sus, Mike.
If I make $5 million a year, I will let them see my stuff every single day. I finna be paid.
I watched that speech by Brandon last night. That was the best speech ever.
Dude, I cannot watch Brandon anymore, player. Dude is just too creepy and angry for me.
You dumbass. Brandon is a great president. I will do whatever him says because him's his Democrat.
If it wasn't for Brandon, it would not be legal for my girlfriend to help me get pregnant. He legalized it.
I know. It's that Green Jones again. This dude is way too white and too cisgendered.
I hope he does not say any racist hush today.
Now there's a dude that wants to arrest me for getting pregnant. I bet he did not even watch Brandon's speech yesterday.
I would never watch that Octogene Orion talk. I don't like being lied to by presidents.
You are an idiot, broccoli man. He lowered the price of gas the most in world history.
When Trump was in office, the price of gas when he left was $1.81 a gallon. Then it was at $7.54 a gallon. And now the price is $4.55 a gallon. Explain how that is better.
See, even you have to admit him's lowered the price of gas. It's great we have two more years until Michael Robinson Obama will be as our president.
Michael Robinson Obama is such a nice lady.
Brandon said everything that was true yesterday. And blame all of our troubles on Trump. That is so true.
As hims should. Brandon is the second best president ever. Only Obama's better.
Please. Tell me why Brandon is the best president ever.
He made Trump to become president. That is all he needs to do so he can be the best president ever.
Facts, Mike. Trump is too white to be president.
Isn't Brandon white?
Yes, but he is different. He's a Democrat.
Brandon said that cell phones, refrigerators and dishwashers got laid off. We need to put them all back to work.
So inanimate objects are now getting unemployment?
Yes, it is totally not cool to have our electronics get unemployment. Brandon also said we have a jumping shortage.
Dude, you said like a jumping shortage. Can't you just do some jumping jacks, player?
You dope. Brandon said we have to ration our jumping to only 3 times a day.
I wonder if he will crack down on basketball games. Those fools jump way too many times. We need to make sure no one hogs up all the jumping so everyone else can jump too.
Dude, I am so not cool with how Brandon did not do anything about China spying on with their spy balloons.
Brandon did the best thing he could about the balloon. He let the balloon go through all of the United States. Then he let people shoot it down once it went over the Atlantic Ocean. Trump would have been dumb and not let China spy on us. He would have had to be shot down in Alaska. Then China would not have been allowed to spy.
Well, isn't that the point? We are not supposed to let other countries spy on us. It is an act of war to invade other countries' airspace.
We were already under war when Trump because president. He invaded my airspace. Won't be on The View is one of the smartest journalists ever. Hers is black.
I am so glad that Brandon said it's about time we make America great. No president in recent history said it was time to help Americans.
Dude, didn't Trump have his slogan Make America Great Again?
You something ducker. Not only are you way too racist for saying that, but you are too generous for calling me a dude. I'm a trans travesty. That's why I get $5,000 every month just for leasing a trans.
I heard we are now going to be allowed to take up to $2,000 now without anyone being allowed to do anything. I need my four-finger discount.
Stealing is wrong. Even if the state is not arresting you for it, you should believe in the golden rule.
The only rule I have is I have to get all mines. I'm black, so all you owes me mines.
Sugar, your skin color does not mean you're better than anyone else, B.
You just pissed because you are only half black and half Puerto Rican. You should have thinks about that when you born.
Khmer, you should really think about becoming a trans. Come help me scoop up all this money for being a trans. You can be a trans mother, okay?
Brandon also says we have to pay trillions of dollars every single day over to the Ukraine. We have to do whatever Zelensky says because Hims is a great globalist.
I am so happy that the globalists want to kill every human and demon on Earth. Then they will bring back dinosaurs, the holy mammoths, and dodo birds. We need to save the Earth for them.
Please. Stop listening to these clowns. Please check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time on the West Coast. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. Proof has on great co-hosts, excellent guests, and a lot of great information you need to know about. Get educated and listen to Proof Negative. freedomizerradio.com.
Only racists and genderists listen to Freedomizer Radio. I only watch Vomiting with the Stars and Celebrity Drag Queen Storytime. Remember, Brandon is awesome because he is not Trump.
All right, so that was an episode. Hope it was okay.
Yeah, so what did Broccoli Man call him at first? Octo something? I couldn't understand what he said.
I wrote octogenarian, but I guess it didn't pronounce it right.
Oh, got it. Okay, that makes sense now. That was pretty good.
I spelled it right, though. I'm not fixing it. I'll believe it.
Yeah, no worries. I believe you. Trying to figure out what that was. But, yeah, good. It's always a good episode. But, yeah, good one.
All right. Okay, so let me show you this one then.
Okay.
This is the one from 2 weeks ago. Or, no, this is last week's. I'm sorry. Last week's, not 2 weeks ago, because I was here 2 weeks ago. This one is called White, and it has the wiretap in it.
Okay. I've got it pulled up.
All right. Sounds good. So let's do it. So 3, 2, 1, action.
Hold it right there, green dude. I need to detain you for being a racist, sir.
Oh, really? Do tell how you came up with that fake news.
You just done did ate 3 white eggs. You could have asked for brown eggs. But no, you had to eat the white eggs. Even I cannot believe you just did that.
That sounds like some made-up stuff to get some Michael Robinson Obama voters all riled up.
First you buy a gas stove, then you eat white eggs, then you listen to Barry White. Why do you be as so racist? Besides, Michael Robinson Obama is a very nice lady.
You dud. Barry White is black. He is my favorite R&B singer ever.
Why are you so in cold steady fronting like a triple slipping MC green dude? You need to listen to someone less racist. Like Jack Black, sir.
But Jack Black is white. Barry White is black.
Ahem, green dude. This is not the time to backsus me, little biznitch. Just for that racist outburst, I shall be requiring you to remove said dungarees and procure them on the sidewalk right this instant in front of my person. If you like, I can also remove my uniform as well. I have nothing to hide.
Another day of the wiretap trying to see my kumquats. That is just one big bottle of Nopeweiser.
You shall be required by G. Globalist to do exactly as I say, green dude. The World Economic Forum is so bloody tired of you fighting on authority. And you have the nerve to come out here on these main streets without even putting a bloody scam on that face. Who do you think you are, green dude? Or a big stuff?
Look, I have crime to fight. And you are also lucky I am not arresting you right now for you grooming children at drag queen story time.
You're a little busy. It is completely legal for these trans kids to watch someone shaking their groove thing and exposing their junk to little childrens. I sometimes identify as gay, so it is okay.
That is the fakest news that has ever been faked. Who did you get to write that? ChatGPS?
But it's okay, sir. When I do drag queen story time, the news sometimes shows us doing the grinding. They pixel out all of our junk so it is not on television. It gets videotaped to play in classrooms across the United States without any editing. These videos are not suited for adults to watch. They are only suitable for the first grade classrooms.
I so need to arrest you for telling me this.
Which is why I need to dumb diddly drag and it needs to be arresting you, sir, for beating a stone cold by a snitch.
I do hope we can get someone like Project Veritas to come expose this crime operation.
Don't worry, green dude. The only thing we are exposing is your kumquats and your monkey. And perhaps my own if you do so choose, green dude. You never try me. Always stood right by me. Make living lively highly. Spoken of my only love, the only one, you're my wifey. Make my life complete. Sweet, but you know when to flip it, street. Freak, but only when it comes to me. See, that's why you're my wifey.
That is the biggest nope I am ever going to say in my life.
That is the biggest yes I am ever going to say in my life. The next drag queen story time is at the library on Wilshire Avenue, sir. It is BYOB. I can bring you as my bring your own boo thing. We can bring some grasshoppers and beetle burgers for everyone to eat. Dark Cherry is going to bring some delicious skewered Dolly Polly's, green dude.
What part of I need to arrest you for being a child groomer do you not understand?
You need to loosen up, green dude. When we kill off the 99% by putting everyone in the metaverse, no one will care how old they are or what gender thems are. If we can get everyone to forget what gender or species they are, those useless delts in something that cares will be begging to know and to get on that metaverse and put their body in a Leisnecker suicide pod. Especially if it for the greater good. People are lined up all over these mean streets begging to cut their life into pieces. This is my last resort.
Why are you so insistent on killing so many people?
So we need to eradicate the 99% dolts and fuss budgets so we can bring back old species like the woolly mammoth, a stegosaurus, and the Talland tiger. We are going to bring back all these animals like it is the year 799. It will help us fight climate change.
Please, explain to me how bringing back the stegosaurus and the Thailand tigers will help fight climate change.
One night in Bangkok makes the hard man humble. Not much between despair and ecstasy. One night in Bangkok and the tough guys tumble. Can't be too careful with your company. I can feel the devil walking next to me. I would so much like to take you to Bangkok every night, green dude.
I think this is the most sexual harassment I have ever had in my life.
Well, it is a good thing that G. Lobalist doesn't bloody care. He only cares about you stop exposing our new world order crime syndicates and he demands you put the bloody scam on that face.
Don't worry, that won't ever happen.
Don't worry, that will happen.
Hey everyone. Please help us fight these new world order globalist clowns. We need to boycott anyone and any company that attends the World Economic Forum. Also check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. on Pacific Time. Proof has on great co-hosts, excellent guests, and always lets everyone know what that latest things the global cysts are trying to do. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live to listen to Proof Negative.
You something blockers out there should never listen to Freedom Miser Radio. You need to listen to Klaus Schwab and George Soros. If you listen to the Green Dude and Freedom Miser Radio, then you will unfortunately not be able to learn the importance of eating the bugs and owning the nothing. We need everyone to live in 15 minute cities and get you microchips. Now put your smell-o-vision onto the fake news network and do not dial pay the New World Order.
Okay. So that was that episode. Hope it was all right.
Yeah, that was fun, actually. I heard quite a few song lyrics in that one. The Papa Roach one jumped out at me.
What's that?
The Papa Roach song popped out at me.
Oh, you got that. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yes, and the, you know, eating the white eggs and listening to Barry White, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, I put three different songs in there if you didn't know.
I recognized that they were lyrics, but I didn't know the song. So fill me in. I recognized
the Papa
Roach
song by Murray Head, One Night in Bangkok, from 1985, from a movie?
I don't know it. I've heard the song lyric. I mean, I've heard that title before, but I don't know it well enough, no.
That's all right. I used to like that song as a kid. Now I can't stand it.
Oh. Okay, I won't look it up then.
Oh, I don't care. I liked it enough to use it, I guess.
Okay, what's it called again?
One Night in Bangkok by Murray Head.
Okay. Murray Head. Wow. Okay.
I think it got to number two or three back in 1985. It didn't go to number one, but it was real close. And it was insanely popular.
Okay. Huh.
And it's just spoken word. It's not a, he didn't sing, he didn't rap, he's just talking.
Wow. A song I don't recognize this at all.
Oh, you're listening to it?
No, I have never heard this. I don't recognize it at all. If I've heard it, I don't recognize it.
Okay,
that's a new one for me. Even though it's an old song, it's new.
Yeah, it's almost 40 years old.
I'm surprised. If it was popular, you'd think I would have heard of it at some point. But nope. I don't recognize it. I mean, I guess at that time I was busy listening to Van Halen and Ozzy.
If you looked at the – I've been wanting to have this conversation, actually.
Oh.
So if you go to the website rockhall.org, it might be rockhall.com. Hold on. Let me get it up first.
There's rockhall.com.
Yeah. So the nominees were announced a few days ago. So if you want to see the list.
Yeah. Let's see the list. Yeah, the last time I voted in this was for Stevie Nicks, I believe. So it's been a while.
Yeah, it was last year, I think.
Oh, was it? Oh, I felt like it was further back than that. Okay. The nominees, A Tribe Called Quest. I don't know that. I don't know any Kate Bush.
They're my favorite rap group,
but
I don't know if they're a Hall of Fame band necessarily, but maybe.
Oh. Okay. Oh, Iron Maiden's on there? What the?
Yeah.
What the heck? About time. Oh, Rage Against the Machine. They can go away. Hey,
yeah.
Soundgarden. Love them. Wow, White Stripes. Oh, well.
Yeah, I used to like White Stripes. Now I just absolutely can't stand them.
They're very monotonous, in my opinion. Monotonous. But, yeah, I mean, they definitely are unique because it's just a two-person. I want to say two-man. Two-person, yeah. I guess I'm going to have to just vote for my favorite band, Iron Maiden. course. Even though I do love Soundgarden.
Well, you could vote for five. I'm trying to look on where to vote here. I can't find the place to vote.
Yeah. You can vote for five. Hey,
well, cast your ballot now.
Yeah. What is going on? All right. Well, it doesn't like what I... It just froze up the screen for me, so... I wonder where it went.
I know Iron Maiden toured a lot, and I respect that. But to be honest with you, I can't name you one Iron Maiden song. And if I can't name you one song, I have a hard time voting.
Yeah, I understand. They were... Oh, here we go. That's how you do it. So I logged in under my email, and now I'm just selecting... Just clicking on their little circles, their buttons.
Right.
Yeah, so they were definitely less of a popular band. They got more popular, I would say, probably late 80s and even early 90s. But they've been around since, I think their first album was 1980. I think that was their first well-known album.
And
I know that
they toured extensively, and that was the love of their band, I guess, is that I've heard they put on really good concerts, but I'm not trying to say you have to have a song on the radio in order to make it, but at the same time, I don't know any songs of theirs. And as somebody that's big into music, like Warren Zevon, I know he only had one top 40 hit, which is Werewolves in London.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
But I can't vote for that. I only voted for two. I know Kate Bush's catalog, and I respect that, and I know that her hit went big again last year, Running Up That Hill.
Mm-hmm.
But
Okay.
For me, it's not enough to vote for, and I will not vote for Sheryl Crow. Cyndi Lauper, maybe as a personality... could be Hall of Fame worthy because she was different and unique, or as she said on her Girls Just Want to Have Fun album that was titled She's So Unusual. I can respect that, but was there really enough songs to make that a Hall of Fame band or an artist?
No, right. Yeah, I get what you're saying. And I honestly don't know. I don't know a Missy Elliott song. And
oh,
I only remember Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah, I know Come Get Your Freak On. I will vote for Missy Elliott.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know any of
I'm on the fence with voting for Iron Maiden because I know their history and their legacy. I just don't. If I don't know a song of theirs, it's just hard for me to pull the lever for them, but I understand.
Yeah.
And
I sent you a YouTube of...
Yeah, I saw that.
Go ahead.
I don't hate Willie Nelson, but is he a pop artist? Or rock and roll, which I say no.
Mm-hmm.
It's
I agree with that.
Kenny
he's definitely
in the
rock
Hall of Fame. He's not a rock artist.
Right.
And for me, certain rap artists are kind of pushing it. Like, I know Missy Elliott has worked with a bunch of other non-hip-hop artists, so I could vote for her in good conscience. But, and I'm not doing George Michael.
Right.
If he made it in with Wham, that's good enough for him. And I'm not saying he was terrible, but... I don't know how many albums he had by himself. He had one huge album, Faith, and then he had a few hits off of other albums, but it wasn't like he didn't have that second, wow, it's George Michael album.
Yeah, I couldn't even tell you for a second. I know that there's there was a couple popular ones that I remember hearing all the time, but I can't think of their names either.
Well, I'm sure everybody knows Faith because Limp Bizkit redid that one as well.
Oh, okay. No, that's good to
know. I Want Your Sex. Right. I guess that was a popular song. Do you remember I Want Your Sex?
Ring a bell. Doesn't ring a bell? I know. I feel like I have to look these songs up to remind myself because I don't recognize it. I lived with a family that we just listened to. My family all listened to rock. Classic rock, I guess, at the time would have been.
The Doors.
The common thing. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Classic rock. And, I mean, we listened to some things that were newer, but that was my family. My brother was a drummer and a guitarist in a rock band, and my dad listened to jazz, and my siblings were all into rock. And it's just, that's what I was always exposed to, and that's why I can say Black Sabbath was my favorite band as a little kid. So when I hear others, I feel like I've probably heard it singer in some kind of, like a store or something, but after that, what's it called again? What's Your Sex? Or wait, what do you call it?
I Want Sorry. Your Sex.
Okay.
And he also had a song called Monkey, which the wiretap is used before.
Oh, okay. Now I have to see.
But the thing is that George Michael had easily, and I don't know if it's top five or top ten, but one of the most popular albums of all time. That's how big Faith was.
Okay.
So does one super huge mega album make a Hall of Fame career? And that's what I have to look at. I'm not saying that he didn't have other hits, but there was Freedom 90, and then he did a couple of duets with other people. But let's see, there was Praying for Time. But there was not that second mega smash that Faith was, and because of that, I just can't in good conscience vote for somebody that had one mega, mega super huge album, and then that was it. That's just having a really good season. It's not having a Hall of Fame career.
Yeah, I hear you on that.
That's kind of where I'm at with Cyndi Lauper.
Right, yeah, I agree with that. I do remember some of her music. It definitely was. I watched a lot of MTV in the 80s, and it just, you know, you're exposed to all the different things. But I did not recognize that George Michael song, but I do recognize the Faith one. I recognize that. Which one did you say that Limp Bizkit did?
That was a wildly popular album. I can't deny that. I'm not saying I liked it or hated it. I think I have the cassette. I'm fairly confident that I
Got
do.
It.
And strangely enough, when listening to that cassette, my favorite song on there was not released as a single. As huge as that album was, my favorite George Michael song was not released as a single, which is crazy.
So which one is your favorite?
It's called Hard Day.
Hard Day. All right. Guaranteed I've never heard it. Well, I don't know. Maybe I have heard it. That could be a miracle, right?
Yeah, a few radio stations played it thinking it would be a single because it was supposed to have been released, but it never made it.
Okay.
And the Spinners, I'm not looking at them right now.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I don't recognize that song either. All right. Yeah,
so,
I don't recognize any of that.
So I voted for three so far, and I don't know where I'm going to put the other two votes. Because...
Well, I only voted for two because that's all I got in me. Maybe because I submitted with just two.
So Kate Bush, and I don't want to pigeonhole somebody because they didn't make the American charts, but in Europe, she, I wouldn't say is as big as Madonna, but she maybe was like Janet Jackson over in Europe.
Oh.
And she had one hit song here and a couple other songs that maybe just barely got in the Hot 100, but nowhere close to the top 40. And she's extremely talented. But, and I just feel bad, but I can't push her over the bar for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So,
I hear you on that one.
And I'm only going to vote for five. I don't believe in having a partial ballot. So that leaves me with Iron Maiden and Cyndi Lauper if I really want to vote for them. But I'm not giving them a huge vote of confidence if I vote for them. To me, this is the weakest lineup I've ever seen.
I don't even remember who was in the lineup with Stevie Nicks because she's the only one I voted for in that.
I voted for easily five last year. Soundgarden was in there last year, as was I think Nine Inch Nails also.
Oh, okay. I only remember seeing, it might have been that I followed her link to it or something on one of her social media pages and did it that way, so I didn't see that there were other options that could have been. I don't remember Soundgarden being on there or Nine Inch Nails. So I must not have looked at it.
Hmm.
I don't think I looked at it.
Oh, Duran made it last year. That's right. That was my. I was so glad to see that.
Okay, I think I remember you saying something about that. I do remember that coming up.
So, my top five. Of the snubs, I guess, none of them even made this lineup this year. But if I was the dude, I would want to see Foreigner, Styx, INXS, Weird Al Yankovic, and Daft Punk. That would have been my five on my wish list.
Oh, those are good. Yeah, I could get behind that. I've seen Foreigner in concert a few times. They're pretty good. They're still, I mean, they're not the original lineup still, but they're pretty good live band. Do a great performance.
And Styx as well.
Oh, yeah, Styx. Seen them once, but it was a really good show.
Styx has done that is very polarizing. Either it's one of your favorite songs ever or you can't stand it. I don't know if you know which song I'm referring to.
Is it Mr. Roboto? Because I hate that song.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, I hate that song so much. Yeah.
That's one of my favorite songs of all time.
Oh, I can't stand it.
My wife is on your side, though. My wife says that's one of her most hated songs ever.
Oh, yeah. It was so popular. And I remember when it was popular. I was in the sixth grade, and everybody was singing it. And it was so repetitive, and it got stuck in my head. And I couldn't get it out of my head. And I was a sixth grader. And it drove me crazy. And that's why I can't stand it, because I just have a bad association with it. People just singing it all the time. Oh, it's driving me crazy.
I just remember the very first time I listened to Casey Kasem, that was the number one song of the week.
Oh, wow.
So I've always liked that song.
Yeah, I definitely hated that song. I don't really love Lorelei either. That song grates on my nerves. It's a popular one for a lot of Styx fans. But Mr. Roboto just, ugh. Yeah, bad memories.
I will go on record saying I think 1983 was the best year for music ever.
Oh. Was that in 83 that it came out?
So you didn't vote for New Order or Joy Division? which is the same group. It was just the lead singer of Joy Division died, and the rest of the band just went on as New Order. It was literally the same band minus the lead singer. So, so on this ballot, they put both names together because of that.
Hmm. Well, that's good to know. Yeah, I'm completely not familiar with it.
All right, Joy Division, their best song, I'll let you look it up.
Okay.
Their claim to fame is Love Will Tear Us Apart. As far as 80s alternative music, that is one of the biggest songs of the 80s alternative. And then New Order had Monday, which a band called Orgy redid and probably made it better. But they put out a bunch of stuff, and I like them enough to give them a vote.
Never heard this song either. I don't think. Sounds like
well,
a straight out of 80s.
Hopefully I'm not wasting your time.
Oh, no, not at all. I'm very curious as to, what it is that you're referring to. So it helps when I hear the lyrics and I can tell it's some kind of poetry from a song, but no clue what the reference is, except for that Papa Roach song, of course. I've heard that many times. But if you ever want to listen to my favorite Ginger song, I'm going to send it to you on YouTube and someday just listen to a minute of it. They played it in concert. It was pretty great. But this, I feel like I've asked you before, do you ever watch any kind of reaction videos on YouTube?
I have.
Do you ever get into those? You might find, if you like someone who breaks down a singing style, you might like listening to the Charismatic Voice. That's her channel.
Oh, I thought you meant like when black people listen to heavy metal. That's always my favorites.
Oh, yes. So that's actually how I found Ginger. I was watching this, I'm pretty sure it was a father and a son duo, listening to an Iron Maiden song. And then they went to a Megadeth song, and then the next one was Ginger Pisces, and that's how I found them. How I found Ginger was from a reaction video in 2016, 17, something like that. But reaction videos are fun. They're quite entertaining, and I think Ginger's Pisces.
You've convinced me that Iron Maiden is on my ballot, so what I'm left with is my favorite rap group of all time, A Tribe Called Quest, who I don't think had enough hits to be a Hall of Fame artist, or Cyndi Lauper, who had a huge amount of fame in a short amount of time and is still kind of well-known, but hasn't, I don't think, had a hit song. I think she had a 5-year window, and then I think that was kind of it for hit songs from her.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I only remember what she was popular for in the mid-80s, and then after that I lost track.
Well, I'll name all of the hits that I know, and I'll see if I missed any. Of course, there's Girls Just Want to Have Fun. There's She Bop, Money Changes Everything. Goonies Are Good Enough. Time After Time. And I Drove All Night.
So I recognize three of those. Girls Want to Have Fun. And there were a couple you said that sounded familiar to me. Cindy Lauper.
Oh, you're looking her up to see if there's anything else, huh?
True Colors?
Oh, yeah, that's
oh,
right.
Time After Time.
I forgot that one.
Yeah. I'm just looking at the ones that came up first on YouTube. So there's Girls That Just Want to Have Fun, and Time After Time, you said that one. That was one I had familiar with that one. And True Colors, I'm definitely familiar with those. And that's it. Oh, I just came across a article in Hammer, Metal Hammer, which is like an online metal magazine. I used to spend all my babysitting money on metal magazines back in the 80s. Now you can get them online. And this was published 15 hours ago, and the headline is, Iron Maiden are lagging behind Cyndi Lauper, George Michael, Soundgarden, and more in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame vote.
All right.
So I
went to A Tribe Called Quest just because of that.
Oh, okay. Maiden was nominated once before, but we're
right.
hopeful that after the success that Judas Priest had last year, that Maiden is inducted as well, said Greg Harris, president and CEO of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Foundation. We're thrilled that they're on the ballot. Yes, we are thrilled. Thank you.
All right. So I'm looking here, and Cyndi Lauper is the number one. George Michael is 2,
oh.
Warren Zevon 3, Soundgarden 4, and Willie Nelson has the fifth amount of votes. And then Iron Maiden, and then Joy Division.
Okay. Yeah, it does not surprise me.
And then
they
A Tribe Called Quest is last,
Maiden.
So I feel good with voting for them.
Okay.
Hey, we're going to have to grab a timeout here, so...
Sure.
All right. So I am going to make that happen real quick. So speaking of music, Ninja Scroll is our sponsor right now, and we want to make sure that we're promoting his brand of Christian hip-hop. So
okay.
Check it out.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Solve Coagula. Solve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled. Snakes in the grass.
Son of position.
We got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast.
I got ya right where I want ya. Like a raw line in the field, I stalked ya. Creeped up on ya, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to bounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a goal.
Can you hear me now?
Just all part of the game.
In this scene for so long, now it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow the world of Satan.
And the new norms, the new world order.
Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.webs.com. That's official, ninjascroll.webs.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared, it's fear that it's the man.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the Word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the Book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
The following message is sponsored by Truth. Are you or someone you know suffering from sheepalism? Sheepalism is a debilitating disorder which affects a person's entire worldview and is characterized by ignorance, denial, abandonment of basic morals and values. An unwillingness to think critically about things read or heard by mainstream media is a strong sign that you have been affected. Fortunately, sheepalism is treatable in many cases. Treatment may include, but is not limited to, training to help the patient understand that truth is being intentionally withheld. Help and understanding that assumptions and speculations do not qualify as evidence for truth. Living with sheepalism is frustrating. Thankfully, there's hope for those suffering this debilitating condition. If you or someone you know is dealing with sheepalism, please contact your local Truth Movement for treatment. They're standing by to help you now, and remember, you're not alone. Side effects of treatment may or may not include shortness of breath, migraines, anaphylactic shock, and a worst scenario heart attack. See your support specialist for details.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
the one. Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello, everyone. I am Broccoli Man. At night, I fight for organic GMO-free food. During the day I fight crime against child trafficking. Please watch my story on rumble.com. Just look up Broccoli Man and you can see my regular run-ins and follies with G-Lobalist, the wiretap, the millennials, and everyone else I run into. I fight communists and very pro-free speech. Just check me out. Broccoli Man. On rumble.com.
Man of sin, got the world going crazy and looking grim. The Antichrist spirit is deep within. Stop for a minute and think how you're living on a ship that's about to sink. On the brink, ready to crumble and fall. It ain't about color, it's slaves for all. Look around and see who's getting played. Go pick a shovel and dig your own grave. See how you behave just like pawns and knaves. Setting yourself up so you can be a slave. Parade and protest and burn down towns to the ground. About how that sounds. You do what the king tells you to do now. You're nothing but a puppet, just a clown.
Where we live in my life, I'ma do what Jesus told me. Everything's gonna be alright, cause I know what the Bible showed me. Holy Spirit lives inside, open my eyes for what you see. Jesus is
agenda. The mouthpiece for the elite and the agenda. And Hollywood's up to no good all the same. Got celebrities on TV preaching the game. Think you can influence me with fame, but I can see every move that you make is a shame. And pain all across the world and fear mongering from your lips is all that I hear. It ain't half as bad as they make it appear. God opened up my eyes so I can see clear. I learned how to figure out what's going on. Stand firm, use a sermon, right from wrong. And the lies from the truth, though I won't be fooled. Use my brain for the knowledge not to be your tool.
Three new words in my life, I'ma do what Jesus told me.
Emotions and feelings inside. The next move is crisis, chaos, destruction, and tear down the system until it is nothing. We scream out for justice, and to our surprise, the new world order has been normalized. But for our slaves, now when did you start? In order for me to eat, I must have a heart. And even that white dude, there's a slave too. You mean the elite don't care about you? A Mexican, Arabs, and Jews all alike. We're all just a stain, just slaves in their sight. A sickness, worthless, spot of his scum. Hurt it like cattle.
By Ninja Scroll. So
that was pretty good,
back.
Actually.
Yeah, he was a freedomist with us for a while, and he has a record label. He's paid us to promote his music, so that's what we do.
Very nice. Ah, excellent. So does he have the music on Spotify or YouTube, or where can we send people to go check out more?
Well, I'm sure he has it on all those conspicuous places.
Okay. That's one of my few subscriptions, my Spotify account. I rely on it so much.
Oh, well, you know me, I don't have Spotify.
Right. Yes, I go to Spotify more often than most anything else. It's my constant companion. I do have two MP3 players, actually.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I have two iPod Touches. So that you have to have Apple iTunes to download anything to it. So and iTunes is obsolete now, but I have a MacBook and it still has iTunes on it. So I can download music I can load music onto it from my Apple iTunes on my MacBook But other than that, it's only, what is it? It's 8 gigs. I think it's 8 gigs of music. So I fill it up really fast.
8 gigs, wow. I can do that. I could fill that in about 2 hours.
Yeah, exactly. So I will load it and listen to that playlist a couple times and delete everything and load it back up. So, yeah, they're older and they're basic.
See, I was one of the few people that actually liked having a Zune back in the day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I didn't mind Zune. It was easy to use.
It was MP3s or MP4s?
MP3, yeah.
Okay.
It was Microsoft's version of the iPod.
Ah, got it. Yeah, I never had a Zune. My kids did, so I bought them those. As soon as they were available, that's what I bought my kids for Christmas. They definitely loved all the music as well, but yeah, because I clean houses after all these many years, you can't clean without music, just saying. It's impossible to do. Can't drive, can't clean unless you have music. So it's a necessity. So I definitely had to get myself an MP3 as soon as it was available.
So did you ever listen to Max Sabbath?
Max Sabbath? No.
Oh, yeah, that's one you have to look up right now. You'll love it.
Okay, so I'm assuming it's MAC?
Yes.
Okay.
And all you have to do is look. You just have to look at the thumbnail. You don't even have to listen to it right now, and you'll see what they do.
I see.
Harry.
Hey, kitty. Aww.
Yeah, Harry begged to come in here on the commercial break, and now he wants to go back in the room.
Of course. Of course. I got to listen to it, though. This looks really fun.
Yeah, so they sing against GMO foods in character.
That's great. That's funny. Metal McDonald's. Got it.
Yeah, that should be a Hall of Fame band.
Uh-huh. Kind of funny. Well, yeah, I've never heard of them before. That's pretty hilarious, actually.
Well, if you like Black Sabbath and you like to mm-hmm. fight GMO foods, then there's your band.
Yeah, right? One of the comments, I believe we can thank GWAR for this wonderful insanity. I don't know if you've ever heard of GWAR, but they're...
Of course.
They're pretty
you
much...
You can't listen to Beavis and Butthead and not know who GWAR is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just looking through some of the comments here. Well, okay then. Something new to listen to. That's pretty great. Doesn't look like... Oh, they must do other bands too then. Not Black Sabbath.
Well, they dress up as McDonald's characters, and they actually met Ozzy, and they played in front of him.
Yeah. Ozzy watches Black Sabbath tribute band called Mac Sabbath.
Right.
I might just have to send this to my son, Lance. We'll think that's pretty funny.
Okay,
I'm going to send him this one. Still think that's pretty hilarious. Yes, I sent him the link to vote for Black Sabbath as well. So hopefully I sent it to both my friends.
You mean Iron Maiden?
Get on there and vote. Yes, Iron Maiden. Black Sabbath is now in my mind. But Iron Maiden, let's get him up there a little bit. Somebody vote for my band. Okay, yeah, I hadn't heard of them. That was pretty funny. But let's see. Sorry, I'm kind of talking to myself. You sent me a link to a YouTube video, and it looks like it's about a home for sale.
Yeah, well, that was just to watch later. I was telling you about the homes in Thailand.
Oh, got it. All right. That makes sense now. All right. I closed it. So, yeah. What was I going to say earlier? Let me see if I can retrieve my thought process just out earlier before we took our break. It was something that was happening recently. Oh, yes. So let's talk about the 15-minute cities. I'm sure you're following that story.
Of course.
Yes. What have you heard most recently about the – so, of course, I've been calling them smart cities, and for whatever brainwashing reason, they're trying to call them – high-tech 15-minute cities. And I saw a short clip today on Facebook, and I can't find it for the life of me, but it was essentially a commercial tossing it up, like, hey, everything will be automated. All gas-running cars will be outlawed. Did you happen to see that same video?
No, but I know that that's the goal of it. We could talk about it. I'm educated.
Yeah. So what is this, like, in the works, or are they implementing it? Because they had a name for it, like it's its own city. It would be something with a T now, a number. But I'm looking for my past history here on Facebook. But just... are they actually implementing that now, or is that still something they're trying to
stop in
2030?
Well, that's a goal by 2030. They want a majority of the U.S. to be a 15-minute city.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll need a passport to leave your area, and even then you might not be allowed to, based on your vaccine record and your social credit score.
Exactly. So it's still a 2030 type of thing, but... is this one in it? I thought it was so interesting, just the way, oh, it's not it. They were trying to put it out there like this is just the best technology and you won't have to worry about ruining the environment. And, of course, we both know what they're up to with that. But
I can't picture St. George as a 15-minute city.
No. There's no way. I'm going to see if I can find that video. Oh. My gosh, what a mess. 15-minute city plans cause controversy. Okay. So apparently there was something going on in, maybe this was Canada. I'm trying to figure out where this is happening, but there was
Europe, Canada, yeah, that's a goal of theirs. That's the stuff that they want. And I think, and maybe I'm wrong, there could be some cities back east, like Cleveland, I know, is working on their 15-minute city. I think it's really simple to do in Chicago and New York City. But for some of us out west, I don't know if St. George would be something that they could do for that. Just like I think Las Vegas might be one of the hardest cities to implement a 15-minute city, but I could be wrong. If you're keeping the Las Vegas Strip as a tourist destination, are you going to have your employees get passports so they can move to your 15-minute city and then they have to stay in a hotel?
Yeah, that's a good point. How are they supposed to?
Cities could be.
Yeah. a Facebook group that Rejecting the 15-Minute City, a global group on Facebook.
Okay.
Wow.
Is there a lot of people in it?
There are, where does it tell me here? 3,600. So
yeah,
3,600.
That's an okay size, I guess.
Truth here, this is not the video I watched today, sadly. I wish I had saved it. But regardless, it was very fascinating the way that they're packaging this. Like, it's, of course, the wave of the future. We're living in Star Wars. It's just going to solve everybody's problems. And they were making it sound like it was Futurama, essentially, futuristic. You get to live in the high-rise, and you get to work from home, and just everything sounded like they were trying to talk it up, and it almost sounded like it was something they were going to do right away. Like, they had already had the plans done up, and they were going to implement that, and so I've been trying to find more information on that specific video. Who put it out? Who is, of course, I know who's behind the ideas of that in general, but
right.
Who is putting out these commercial looking
and that particular
videos?
Most particular people will not be living in 15-minute cities.
All right. Exactly. That is the truth of it. Yeah. So I think it was something that came out of Canada, but I can't be for sure.
But my question would be, is St. George a big enough city to try to implement a 15-minute city? Because
that's a good question.
Cedar City, I don't think, is big enough. They wouldn't be able to. I mean, what would they do in a 15-minute city in Cedar City?
Right. Yeah, I agree with you on that. And a lot of people in Cedar City go to St. George for work. Kind of the theme. They go to St. George for a lot of stuff, actually.
Well, yeah, but
we do have a lot of girls.
They can just give people their universal basic income. Then you won't be working, which,
right.
And I'll be honest, with my day job, and I get paid a decent amount to work in my home office, but I'm not saying I miss the office politics, because I don't, but I kind of miss seeing people sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Because I don't get to go out much during the week. So Monday through Thursday, I barely leave the house. And then we go out to eat a random Friday night to someplace. And then Sunday morning is when I go out and do my grocery shopping for the week. So that's the extent of my life. I don't get to go anywhere or make new friends or anything.
Yeah, that makes... I understand what you're saying. I totally get it. Working from home, it has its own challenges, for sure. And you're not raising kids anymore. That makes it even more interesting. You have your nephew living there still, though, correct?
Yeah, and he works during the week. He walks to work because it's a five-minute walk. It's actually faster to drive to walk to work probably than drive to work.
Yeah, that makes sense. And don't have to worry about parking.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I agree. There's not really – it doesn't make sense, and it doesn't it's very hard to implement. It would be hard to actually police something like that in towns that are more farmer-based. So that's why I'm curious as to how they –
more condensed, like old cities, like Philadelphia, Chicago – New York City, things like that, those cities you can lock down.
Right.
But the newer cities are kind of hard.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just wondering what they're going to do to get us into those. So, of course, the social credit system, we know that's coming. That's right around the corner. I've heard some talk about the ChatGPT just being your new... replacing white-collar jobs, no need for lawyers or anything anymore because your AI app will take care of all of that for you. And
yeah.
So now I'm curious, are we going to live in some sort of Hunger Games? Not specific. Did you ever read the book or what?
If you think about it, if they're telling you that everybody's going to get universal basic income, then the less population they have, the more money, the less money they have to pay out.
Yeah, I hear you on that. And I think that's what's happening all around us, of course, right now. Are they going to start implementing more of, like, say, fires to burn people out of the farms? Are they messing with the weather so that we have these droughts or too much of something or too little of something?
Well, I think that they'll hold out until this EMP pulse comes that all the globalists are bragging about how we'll have one in less than 2 years. And then we have that Chinese weather balloon or spy balloon, whatever you want to call it. And everybody's talking about how we're going to lose our electricity within 2 years. And when that happens and all the electronic devices are fried, then, they'll be able to implement whatever. And the sad thing is they'll want to use that as a way to ban cash.
Mm-hmm.
Cash doesn't require electricity. And if the electric grid goes down, you won't have any money. But that's the system they want you on so they can control your money.
Mm-hmm.
Because
they
want to put an expiration date on your money so you're forced to spend it. They want negative interest rates, and it's not like you could take your money out because it's a negative interest rate. Where are you going to put your money? Cash is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And they can control your purchases.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole point. Control everything that you were able to do by yourself and you have the autonomy to do, and now suddenly they have control over it. So perhaps that is. Is that your feeling, that the electric pulse will put everybody in back into the dark ages and we'll have to rely on whatever the government offers?
Yeah, because if they can just wipe out their competition, getting rid of everything electric, and then we go back to reading newspapers again, and I don't know how they'll do it, but that would be the way to get everybody to not think for themselves and to be government dependent.
Yeah. Exactly. How do we get everybody to be government dependent? That's what they've been after for quite a few years, but especially lately, and everything that they can use to fear people into compliance so they don't have to force everyone, that's what they've really been focusing on. Oh, no, we have a global crisis. It's the climate change. Everybody has to get rid of their gas-guzzling car and go to electric. And, oh, yeah, you can only use so much electricity, and you can only charge your cars on certain days. And so, therefore, we're just going to have to take that option away from you as well and teach you so that you have to
rely on... Yeah, they want you on public transportation only or walking.
Yeah, right. Way to do that is to be in your little smart city, a.k.a. 15-minute city. This might have been the video right here, and it was in Toronto. Plan to build 15-minute city for 80,000 people. Wins design award. Does that sound familiar to you?
Yeah, I believe it. I don't know of that particular story, but it sounds liberal, so I'm sure it's good.
Yeah. It doesn't have the video on this one, but it is the plans that I had seen earlier. And
as long as it talks about enslaving people or killing people, it'll win awards.
Yeah, amen to that.
Because
and
it's
they make
so liberal.
It look so pleasant. Right. Yeah. It makes it look so pleasant and so friendly, and the pictures have kids playing out in the streets and everybody holding hands, and it's happy, happy, happy. Fun, fun, fun. Just
but
get
the thing
stay
is,
right
is
here
that
with
city like New York City is built for that, though. Either of our cities is not built for that.
Mm-hmm.
But they think they could turn every city in America into Manhattan, basically.
Yep, I agree. High-rise buildings and public transportation, and you're not allowed outside of your 15-minute city unless you have a legitimate reason for it. You have to prove you have a specific reason and purpose.
Right. So I guess this leads to believe, can ChatGPT be the mark of the beast, or can that be Lucifer, mm-hmm. Satan, or whatever you want to call that creature?
Mm-hmm. That's my question as well.
Did you hear that that there are scientists that are getting ready to, by the end of this year, they're going reintroduce, I guess is the word. They want to reintroduce the, like I was saying on the Broccoli Man video, they want to reintroduce the woolly mammoth, the Thailand tiger, a stegosaurus, and the dodo birds.
I had heard some of that, but not that full list. I do remember them talking about the woolly mammoth.
Yeah,
and
so I forget
they...
what part of the world they want to put those in, but they're talking about bringing back all these extinct animals, but they want to kill everything else that's out here because of climate change. But climate change, I guess dinosaurs and woolly mammoths don't do anything for climate change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was curious. What's the point of a woolly mammoth? That's what I've been curious about. Why bring back the dodo bird other than because they can?
I admit, it sounds kind of cool, but it's just when you align it with the beliefs of the globalists / Satanists, why would you want to do that? It's not – why would you want to kill everything else on Earth but bring these things back? That's my question.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, what's the point of that? I agree.
But I admit, it would be fun, though, just to – if we were a prosperous Earth again and not talking about death and destruction, and some scientist invented a way to bring back a woolly mammoth, then I'm not against it. But it's just under these pretenses is what I don't want.
Say they want to do something like that, I have to distrust it, because why? What's the purpose? And how much are they saying they need to spend on such things? And are they saying it because of global warming, or, you know, what is the reasoning behind it? And usually that just tells me I can't trust it. They're not doing it for good purposes. They're doing it to basically genetically alter something and use it as a test subject and mess with the DNA and splice things together and hybridize animals and modify their DNA. That's the kind of stuff that makes me think of it. When they say they want to bring something back, I'm like, at what cost? What are they having to do? Are they having to use other animal DNA? Are they using some sort of crazy, immoral way of splicing their genetics together? I don't trust it.
No, I agree. It's just that curiosity and science, while I think is cool, versus the current theme of the world, they just don't mix. If this was 1977 and they wanted to bring this out when it wasn't as doom and death as it is right now, I could see it a little bit more. But not in today's climate.
Right. Yeah, I can't trust it. It's untrustworthy. everything that comes from them is to be distrusted. I don't believe that they have any good intentions. They may put it in a package like that to make it sound like it's going to better society, but there's always a cost. It's like they sold their soul to the devil, and they have to pay the devil his dues. And they do that at our cost.
And that's what I'm worried about with ChatGPT, because if they can alter reality, and what's to say that they could say that there's a spaceship out there when there isn't, and they can have some alien-looking things, and where you and I in 2008 would think this is a movie, in 2035 they might put this out as real propaganda.
Yeah, I hear you on that. So this short video is titled Researching Global Agendas as They Are Unfurled into Your Towns and Cities. So the topic that they are grouping into the global agenda are, number one, smart cities, and number two...
Well, let me
stop
you, Amanda. How long is the video?
Is 13 minutes and 42 seconds.
Oh. I was going to say, if it was like 5-6 minutes, I would play it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's kind of long. I mean, I've been looking for the exact video. I don't see it, but, and it was a short one. But this rundown is pretty fascinating because it gives you things like, oh, the metaverse and LED lighting and facial recognition and carbon credits. It's just, the stuff that we're looking at right now is just controlling the food supply.
But at the end of the
sounds
day,
like
yeah, I know, it sounds like some dogs are fighting in the background. I don't know what they're doing. But we're on the current trajectory of communism and restricting freedom, and then at some point... in the not-too-distant future, then we're going to have another set of George Washingtons again. Because there's only a set period of time that Satan can rule the earth. They're not going to be able to have this one-world government for eternity. It's not going to happen. The human will, we were not put on this earth to just to be slaves.
I agree with that. So in the meantime, what do to keep yourself sovereign, and how do you keep yourself from being part of the agenda and being sucked into it?
No, I wish I had the answers.
So the 15-minute city as a marketing slogan. Wow, this has been going on for a while. 2020, of course. Gee, what a surprise.
Yeah.
2020 is the name of the game when everything was just, they made their power play. They pushed forward. Never let a crisis go to waste. Anyway, I've been scrolling through here trying to find that specific video, and I can't find it. But anyway, I might just join this group. There. Now I can be in here and see what's being talked about. But it's been fascinating regardless, because I feel like we've been hearing the propaganda for so long about how bad humans are ruining the environment because of their gas-guzzling cars. And the only way to keep that under control is to give more money to the government. Got to fund the different programs that keep humans in check. Now, while I'm of the same belief that humans do, they are wasteful and they do abuse and use things in their environments, but this is the same propaganda we've been hearing for so many years about how we need to have population control. There are just too many people. We can't sustain a good lifestyle because, people need to eat and use water and they need to drive their cars, and it just makes it sound like humans are the pest and the rodent that needs to be eradicated. And I feel like that's what they're using their advantage when they do things like, we have this horrible global pandemic and you need to wear a mask and get a vaccine. And here's the next scary thing that's coming your way. Watch out, because you could be at risk. And if you eat eggs and if you go running, you're going to have a heart attack. And it's just a constant feed of fear. And
by the way,
I
didn't know if you caught in my Broccoli Man video with the Brandon speech. I made that part up about the jumping rationing, but I thought that was pretty funny. But exactly the type of propaganda they can tell you is that we need to make sure nobody jumps more than 3 times in a day.
Yeah.
And then if you put that out there, then you'll have the propagandist selling it so that, look at that ass. He jumped just 5 times in a row while jumping rope. He's such a loser and only thinks about himself. And then just think, you would have half the population just getting mad at people for doing something so innate, I guess.
Yes, I so see what you're saying. And that is the best way to get people to obey and just feel like they don't know what to do. They're so scared and so confused. They just have to adhere to whatever asinine rule or mandate or law or whatever recommendation that's coming across their idiot boss, so that they can keep themselves safe. And they just want to be comfortable and safe. And they turn to daddy government for that. And it's a sad state of affairs anymore, because even as a child, I don't remember trusting the government to take care of things. I was always under the impression growing up that you're kind of like, you had to take care of yourself. You did what you have to do. And that's, you know, earn a living for yourself and take care of your family and your home. And now everything's just in the government's hands. It's just, if people are so scared and unsure what to do, they just hand their power over. Well, I don't know what to do. Take care of me. Tell me what to do. If I need to jump 2 times or 5 times, then I will do it, so that we can keep safe and have everything that we need handed to us. It just feels like there is a point where, and maybe you're right when you're saying that there's eventually going to be another George Washington, because that's, when you have a great reset, that's essentially what's happening. You get the precipice of all the craziness, and you have a fall of a whole society. And how else are you supposed to rebuild but to have those who are freedom-minded, and maybe just because they are placed at this time by God himself to be here at this very moment. And maybe that's what we're doing. Maybe you and me and other people like us are here to keep that understanding alive, so that when the majority of society is falling for the propaganda, the rest of us can be keeping the hope alive, if you want to call it that. Maybe that's where we're at.
I hope so, but I think about stuff like that often.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand.
Can you imagine, though, within the next 10, 12, 15 years, that more people will trust something like a ChatGPT over something that you or I could have written and said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm already hearing praises over ChatGPT. It's just how amazing it is and how it takes the work out of it all. Yeah, I'm already hearing all that. Makes life so much easier. Yep. But heck, you've got people like Madonna. I mean, you've seen her look lately, I'm sure.
Oh,
that's,
I don't
want to
look at that.
Yeah.
Oh,
my goodness. She's older than me, but yeah, I don't know what she's done to herself, but I just look at celebrities like that as a good representation of what they're trying to sell us, and by they, I mean, you know, the evildoers, the globalists, whatever, trying to sell to us this whole idea that if you can use technology to stay young and alive and healthy and whatever it might be, and oh my gosh, if you ever want to be grossed out, just look at what Madonna looks like these days. Pretty awful.
Yeah, that's why I said I'd rather not, because I saw it and I can't unsee it.
Right. That's a good example of what's happening. It's fairly traumatizing. Just being sold, it's good to be fake. We want to rely on fake stuff like AI and anything that will keep us looking or keep us alive, even though, man, she should be, Madonna should be, at least somewhat wrinkled. She should. But it's crazy. Your skin's plastic or something.
Yeah, I'm okay with Botox and trying various creams and eating the right way so you look young. Because I think both of us look young for being 50.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of us have bodies that are, like, severely beat up.
Right. So when you look at people like these celebrities, they just fake. It's so fake. There's nothing natural about them anymore, and it's being applauded. And whether it's the implants and the plastic surgery that they get, or if they're suddenly deciding they're a different gender or whatever it is, it's just so fake. And we're supposed to go along with that. Not authentic. It's definitely a spell that we've been put under.
And I maybe it's just me. I don't mind people looking their age. Not that I want to see 80-year-olds walking around in walkers and their teeth out and barely any hair left on their head. I don't want to see anybody look like Brandon, so to speak, but it's okay to look like you're not a 30-year-old.
You exactly. Amen. I like to see a natural look to a person.
Right.
Sure. I mean, yeah, like you said, sure, you're just doing little things to keep your skin looking healthy and keep yourself as healthy as you can naturally through regular, nice, gentle practices, but geez, I am just so amazed at what people will do. It's all fake. It's just fake, and they're selling us on a story that's not authentic.
But Madonna hasn't really been relevant in like 15, 20 years.
And maybe that's why she's doing what she's doing, be relevant.
Yeah, but she's not even putting out new music, is she? If she is, it's not like it's on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have not a clue. I have
because
never
when,
been
when a popular Madonna song is out, even though I can't stand her, you'll hear that song everywhere because it's Madonna.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Nothing that I'm aware of. All I know is that she's all over the place. The social media, I guess, mostly. People are talking about her.
Well, I guess that's the thing, though. We're talking about her. We're giving her street cred here.
That's true. Just saying she's fake, but...
No, I will say Madonna was the worst concert I've ever seen.
Oh, that's right. You told me about that. I forgot. Oh, sorry. That must have been just disappointing.
Yeah.
After all of that.
I'll never forget accidentally standing in a secret spot to get front row to Madonna tickets.
Mm-hmm.
That was weird.
Yeah. I just
I tried to say no thank you, but the guy I was with said we should probably do this because we spent 2 days out in the sun anyway. We may as well just have a day where we stay in the tent, and there's a lot of DJs in this tent today that we'd like to see. So we may as well just hang out and not spend another day with borderline heat stroke. So we just sat there.
Yeah.
Literally sat there, as in sitting in the grass
right.
In a tent.
Huh. Well, I'm all about store concerts and events and weekend long music concerts. Those are always fun, but man, oh man, sounds like, yeah, I understand. And now at this point, you know, you never want to see Madonna again.
No, not at all.
I'm going to see if there's any. Does Madonna have new music?
No. Oh, you're going to waste your time looking that up, huh?
Yes, because I don't see anything. Oh, that's 2018. Nope, nothing going on.
I heard that her last album literally had no hit singles and nothing made the top 40 charts. That was pretty funny.
That is funny. Good. I'm glad about that. Yeah, never been a fan of hers. Again, of course, that music was not in my genre, as you know, but still, if it's ridiculous and it's super mainstream popular, I typically shy away from it anyway. Not my
usually in agreement. All of my artists that I like, that their biggest song is probably not the one that I like. I probably think their best song is something that might have got to number 28 or something that nobody remembers.
Mm.
That's probably my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right. I feel like you and I had a chat about Beastie Boys once. Did we talk about them and some of their more popular songs?
Not really. I was never much of a Beastie Boy fan. I don't hate them. I just never got into them.
Okay, yeah, I was trying to remember if that was you and I talking about that. Might have been somebody else, but I was just thinking about that because there are certain bands that they had some hits, but some of their other music not appreciated because it wasn't one of the big hits. And as soon as they decide to put some of their music in a movie or on a commercial or some kind of other media, then suddenly it's the most popular ever, just like Metallica with their recent whatever movie they were in. And now suddenly it's so mainstream to like Master of Puppets. And of course,
that was in Stranger Things.
Yes, okay. Yeah, I haven't seen that, but oh, yeah. So now suddenly it's really cool to listen to Metallica because it was used in another popular way. And it's amazing to me how just in regular shows, I watched another series recently, and they played a Pantera song randomly. I was like, wow, I'm actually really surprised. Now, of course, Pantera's coming back around. They've got a new guitarist to replace the one that passed away, and they're popular again. So very interesting to watch that play out.
Well, I'm just under the belief, though, that and especially now, I was thinking in terms of like pre-2000 when the Billboard charts mattered. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody cares about the Billboard charts now, but if you look back at a random chart in back when we were younger, I think personally the best songs were the ones that were on the back end of the charts that maybe didn't get to the top 40 or just barely scraped in. I don't think just because a song got to number one that they were the best song of the week.
Right.
Like, I don't think Macarena is one of the best songs of all time, even though it was number one for like 18 or 20 weeks or whatever it was.
Yeah, okay.
You can't say that's one of the greatest popular written songs ever.
Yeah. Yeah, it was popular, but you're right, not the best song ever. Just a popular dance more than anything.
Yeah, I'll tell you one of, I think, the best written songs ever, and you'll have to look this one up. Maybe you know this one. This song was released twice, and it missed the top 40 both times, but I think it's one of the most well-written songs ever in the history of music. The name of the artist is Alphaville, and the song is called Forever Young.
Oh, yeah, I know that song. It was in Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I love that show, Napoleon Dynamite. One of my favorite shows ever. And they had a whole bunch of 80s music in it, even though it wasn't necessarily set in the 80s, mainly more 80s.
It's hard to believe,
yes, I know
that
this song
is 40 years old this year. I just think lyrically,
yeah,
just looking at the lyrics and just looking at them, it's just some of the most beautiful poetry you've ever seen, in my opinion.
Mm. Yeah,
but
I don't remember it when it was
popular. That song was not a top 40 hit, but it was huge,
mm-hmm,
though, twice. But it didn't make the top 40 chart, which is weird.
That is. Yeah, I definitely don't remember it in the 80s. I only know it because it was in the Napoleon Dynamite show.
Do you know the
Cure?
Yeah,
I don't. Yeah, I do know that.
So they had a song called Just Like Heaven. That song got to number 40. That's it.
Oh, okay.
That's another song I think is a very well-written song. I think that's the best Cure song of all time, personally.
Mm.
And it
I
gets
don't
to
know
exactly
the lyrics
number 40
well.
For 1 week, and that's it.
And that's it, of course. The Cure was basically alternative, so I could see why it wasn't that popular.
Yeah, but that song was just so pop-centric and happy.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that was like a perfect radio song.
Oh, yeah, I guess you could put it that way. Good way to look at it. Good radio
but,
song.
But you could have Kylie Minogue's Locomotion get to number 2.
Oh, do I know that song? I know the name of the singer or the artist, but I don't know if I know that song. Hmm.
Well, that's I'm just giving an example here that why is the better song just not the biggest?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Interesting.
So in
I'm
other
not
so music news, I sent you an article that Mexico banning chemtrails, or a.k.a. geoengineering.
Yes, yes, I heard about that recently. That's basically like saying, hey, we recognize that they exist because everyone else denies their existence.
It's just weird to me that Mexico is kind of I don't want to say diverse necessarily, but there's people flocking to Mexico because they might offer more freedoms than the U.S., but you have a lot of people from there moving here for false hope, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And that
mm-hmm.
and the fact that Mexico is so socialist.
Oh, that's true. You're right about that. But yet they're fighting against the geoengineering, which isn't great. I'm surprised. But it makes me wonder, too, if they're going to be...
Monsanto, so if you see something made in Mexico, like fruit, I'm not opposed to it.
Yeah. Right. So I'm reading through this article you sent me. Interesting. That, yeah, Tom, that makes sense that experiment was not dangerous as the amount of sulfur was so small. They're using sulfur, huh? I wonder what it is about sulfur I'm definitely going to read through this more. But putting larger amounts of sulfur in the atmosphere can be dangerous. Yeah. So that's how they're going around it. It's already selling cooling credits for future balloon flights with larger amounts of sulfur dioxide of $10 each. What the heck? That's crazy. Interesting. I don't know how I feel about that. I'm going to have to read through this a little bit more.
So I don't know how many countries have taken initiatives to lessen or stop chemtrailing.
So the UN Convention on Biological Diversity established a moratorium on geoengineering in 2010 in the absence of enough scientific data and regulation. What? They said there was a moratorium on geoengineering. That's not true. That's still going on. Even Gates was lauding his experiment to block out the sun. What the heck? I'm going to have to research some of these links and see where the where they're getting that information. Well, regardless, I do know of a holistic clinic. I don't know what else to call them. There weren't doctors there. They were just holistic practitioners. And on heavy spray days, they would go out with a specific device to catch particles from the air. And this is in the middle of a busy town in northern Utah. And northern Utah can get really bad from during, like, especially right now with their inversion time period. And they were able to prove through their sending it off to the lab, essentially, to show that during those heavy chemtrail days, they were pulling out the metals like aluminum and then also boron, barium, what else was it? And then like other weird particles that they couldn't identify and biologic stuff. And it was always worse on the chemtrail days. So they did it every day. Every day they would go out, same time, same equipment, collect the data, send it off to the lab, and get the results. And, of course, that is a homemade way, not necessarily something you would ever hear on the news of how they collected those things, because there could be a lot of variables. But it's always worse on the chemtrail days. And it's a proven fact for other people as well who've been involved in the program.
Speaking of which, you should have seen how bad they chem sprayed us on Saturday out here.
Pretty bad, huh?
Yeah, and then immediately once the sky was covered in chemtrail, it's like the temperature went down like 7 degrees for 3 days. And then it's just nasty looking outside and windy and stuff. And it's like, well, we were supposed to have clear skies and 68 degrees, and now it's 61 and windy.
Surprise weather change. What a surprise. Was it clear today in your area?
For the most part, it wasn't bad.
Yeah. Same here. It was the clearest we've seen in a little bit. Because we had about a week where they weren't spraying much, and then all of a sudden hit us really hard. We were in northern Utah, which was horrible. It was horrible up there, but got back and it was just, yeah. So we got back Saturday night and I didn't see what the skies were like, but you could see, I mean, the daytime skies, of course, but the moon was full and you could see the trails in the moonlight. It was pretty good.
Let me ask you, have you been to Vernal, Utah before?
No. No, my husband has, but no, I haven't.
Okay.
Yeah,
because
he's been out there when he was.
I was telling you about, he's putting together a music festival in northern Utah up near Vernal. It's a small town near there. And he asked if I wanted to come perform.
Oh, fun. Well, that'll be cool. Yeah, it's more, I want to say, east end of Utah. So typically not something I've driven to for any specific reason. My husband was driving for a company and he had to drive to Vernal quite a bit. But yeah, I mean, there's a dinosaur museum and it's mining or something, oil production there. So yeah, I have never been there, but I know of it. So when is he doing the music festival? He's month
August.
August. Oh, good. In the summer.
Yeah, I haven't officially said yes. I've been looking at it, though.
Huh. And it's music of, like, local artists, or, I mean, did he tell you even?
It's more of people on his record label and people that are aligned with Christianity.
Oh, nice. Well, then it should be a good show. If you end up doing it, it might be a good one then. Because you would just mostly play your music?
Yeah.
Is it a synthesizer? What do you use for your music? Is it a computer?
Basically, people would be looking at my laptop for the most part.
Okay. Yeah, when I was getting ready to say, oh, you'll play your instrument, and then I was like, wait a minute, what do you use? So
I have a guitar,
digital.
And I have some other stuff here, but for the most part, it's just all virtual.
Got it. Yeah, cool.
So, yeah, I haven't made a decision, but I'd like to do another show. I haven't done one in a long time.
Nice. Yeah, that's cool. You should get back into it. Follow your passion as much as you can, as often as you can.
I'm not saying I don't have passion for it, but my music career has dropped in necessity, I guess.
Right. Just lack of time more than anything, because you have so many other things you're always doing. Full-time job, and Barefoot is Legal, and the radio program, and everything else. I understand. Only so many hours in the day.
Yeah, I still try to do stuff every so often. But it seems like I only did 5 songs all of 2022, and I feel bad about that.
Oh.
And I haven't even put a song together yet this year.
Wow, it's already February.
Yeah.
I'm just giving you crap. It's hard to write music. I don't know how you guys do it. You know my son is a musician, and he's always writing music, and mostly I just copy other music. When I hear it, I try to copy it and try to reproduce it because I just don't have the talent to create my own. It's definitely challenging, so I am impressed when people can do that.
Oh, I like doing it, but I put my other priorities. Like if I have 2.5 hours available, I'll try to make a Broccoli Man video. Because I feel like that wakes more people up, possibly.
Right.
But then again, I need to create music every so often. So just in case I have to make a new commercial or do a Facebook reel or just have music that's new that I can do something with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I haven't even done many of the Facebook reels I've been meaning to do.
You just don't have enough time. Just enough time.
Well, I thought I had time when I was in the hospital, but it's hard to do much when you're in there.
Yeah. For real. They don't leave you alone too much in the hospital, right? Aren't they always trying to check your vitals and come in every, like, half an hour?
Yeah, making sure your IVs are good and, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe not
I've only
every
ever
half
stayed
hour,
in the hospital.
But it's enough.
Okay. Yeah, I've only ever been in the hospital when I had my children, so that's all I remember. It was very annoying to be in the hospital because they don't stop bugging you. Poking and prodding.
In my life, I've only been to the hospital twice. And for both times, it was my right foot.
Oh, wow. Well, then this is the last time, right?
Well, unless it's another 30 years.
Nah, it's not going to happen again. You're done. You're healed, and you're going to move on and never have to go back.
Oh, I hope I can. I wish I could say I was healed already. I'll be in a boot for another 6 to 8 weeks at minimum.
Oh, I didn't know you were in a boot, too. Oh, my gosh, that makes life super fun. Is it something that you don't get it wet, or are you supposed to be soaking it, or what did they tell you to do?
I have to change a dressing every 3 days. I open it as little as possible, and I have to have, not that there's anything wrong with me going barefoot, I guess, but I can't stand for too long because then I can't let this thing bleed. If I stand up too long, it starts to bleed.
Oh, yeah. So do you prop your leg up when you're working, or are you just...
Sometimes,
mostly...
yeah, I have an extra chair here. Oh. And like now, I have my foot up on my daytime work job desk.
Mm-hmm.
Good thing it's winter, I guess, fairly... where I don't want to do that. I don't want to be in a boot if I'm going to waste another year of not doing any speaking engagements, especially if our nonprofit's making money and I should be out there doing stuff. I don't want to say I can't due to injury. Then that kind of defeats the purpose of, why would I want to go barefoot if you're in a boot?
Yeah, I get it. You want to look the parts, and obviously you usually are, and that's, I understand. And yes,
Harry,
this would probably be great for you right now.
Harry. Talking to Harry.
Oh.
That's the cat.
Oh. Yeah, I was just thinking barefoot would be good for you to have that connection to the ground, but boy, it sounds like it's something you have to be super careful with until you're healed. And hopefully that's a short
I did sneak out to the park on Sunday, though, and sat down in the grass for a little bit.
Ah, good. Very smart. I definitely would be doing that.
So this weekend I'll do that again.
Well,
as long as there's not much
sounds
walking
like
involved, it's like you park and then the grass is right there. So we just walk over to a tree and sit down for a half hour. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. And the temperatures are pretty nice right now. So that's good. Not too cold. My feet get cold. So even right now, even though it was 55, I only went barefoot for a little bit. My feet just freeze, but...
No, another month
we
will
went...
be fine.
Yeah, exactly. That that's the plan. And I always go barefoot, like, for my yoga classes or in the house, or as long as I can keep my feet warm, I'm cool. I'm good.
I don't demand that you live my lifestyle, but I try to make it as cool as I can.
Well, of course. And you are not demanding of other people following you ever. You're just being a good example. I was just throwing my 2 cents in as to what I do.
Yeah.
And
but I really
like
would like to do another meetup, and I want to have at least a month of preparation so we can work together to try and get some more people than just us.
Sounds great. Yeah. Try to get more of a sewing. So,
yeah, I want to make it worthwhile and have more than 3 people showing up to be part of that.
Right. Well, you guys wanted to come to St. George and hang out anyway, so it was fun. But yes, let's make sure there are more people.
Yeah, if we're going to do a meetup, we'll do a meetup. We could have just said, can the 3 of us hang out anyway?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
And I'm not counting our non-participants or our respective spouses. So, I mean, they're going to be there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm talking about active participants.
Yeah. I understand. I can get my husband to be barefoot and nice. And by get him, I just mean he will go barefoot in the house when it's summer. But even when he's got sandals on, he has socks. Can't stand the feeling of other stuff on his feet.
Yeah. Well, the goal is to be influential and not forceful, so that's just what I try to do. But I think if we can lock down a time, and it's at least a month ahead, there's no reason why we can't at least get double digits.
Sounds good. I'm down.
Yeah, there has to be somebody out there who wants to hear our message out there.
I would think so. And I'm still trying to figure out how to get a farmer's market started in my little city, Washington City. And that will be an option as well. So if I can get that finalized, then we can have educational booths and just whatever kind of activities we want. So that could be a good way to get the word out as well.
What are they charging the parks out there for renting a spot at a park for 4 hours?
I don't know about 4 hour rental. I'll have to ask. Find out about that. I'm not really sure what that would cost. I'm imagining if it's something that's just open to the public, it would be fairly reasonable, I would think.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll have to find out. Look at Washington City.
Yeah, for all we know, somebody might be very interested in that and say, I'm not going to charge you because I'm interested in doing this. So you just have to find the right spot.
Yes. There's a really nice park very close to my office that I'm hoping that I can get on the list. But I'm waiting for it's under review right now, so we'll find out.
Yeah.
City park. And okay, so it's just telling you the pavilions here on the website, so you can rent the pavilions or the so that's $25 for a 4 hour block for a pavilion, a small one, and then a large one is $50 for a 4 hour block.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely want the whole, at least a portion of the park, not the whole thing, because it's pretty big. And it's nice. It's got plenty of trees, and it mirrors some, more, I guess, the older buildings, so it's very interesting for people. I hope I can get up to.
See, $50 a week wouldn't be bad.
Right.
And I don't know what you would charge a farmer. You might get that in one farmer.
Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen. I'll have to see, because I definitely have ideas. We do have a local farmer in Washington City who's pretty well known, and if the Washington City doesn't approve it, I could possibly hold the farmer's market out on their property, and it's really not that far out of town, so it could be a good one for close driving proximity for people, and I think they'd be down for that. And again, I'm just still kind of holding out to Washington City, because it's right in the middle of town, a block away from my office.
Yeah, another option, which isn't as cool, but it could be useful, is if you know of a mom-and-pop place that if they maybe want to give you time in the morning, like if there's a, we'll just say a restaurant that if you want to use their parking lot from, say, 6 to 10, I know that's early, but if they open at 11, you want to make sure everybody's out of there, and they might let you rent a spot because they're not using it.
Yeah.
Or maybe there's an office area that they work Monday to Friday and they're closed on Saturday, so that would be a way for them to come in.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Do you guys have food trucks out there at all?
Yeah. Yeah, you betcha. There's actually a good plant-based one that does the rounds, and she has a couple of places to park, including the St. George Farmers Market. She's usually there on the weekends for that. But
and what
yeah,
time?
Several.
What time and spot is the other farmers market open?
Oh, I want to say they open at maybe 9 on Saturdays. I want to say. Touching me to remember, because right now
let
they're
me ask
the ones
you though,
who are
would it
about.
Be career suicide, Amanda? Would it be worthless if you did something on Sundays?
It probably would in my town, just because everybody is anti-Sunday activities. Not everybody, but the majority. But, I mean, it could be an option. I could ask around and see. I mean, I know a lot of people would like to have an option on Sundays, but the majority are definitely...
I would suggest like a Sunday from like 1 to 5 or something.
Wow.
You might not want to compete with another farmer's market, and you might get some of those people that might want to do both.
Yeah. I think partially for me is not outright, but sort of being competition to the other one, because that St. George one is the one where the owner was all about the drag queen controversy.
No, I understand that you want to go, well, what hours is the other one? 9 to what?
I want to say it's like 9 to 2 or something. I don't remember. It's a morning thing that they open again. They're doing short hours. I want to say, is it this coming weekend? I feel like they're going to do something short, like a two-hour thing, late morning coming up to me. I'm not really sure anymore. But, yeah, I mean, I do want to be open to options so I could see what people think about Sundays. Could be something they'd want to do. I'm not against it.
Unless you want to do something on a Friday evening, that's up to you.
Yeah. Friday evenings are great for me. I love Friday night. But, I can find out.
If you have some kind of entertainment to go with it, then that could work too.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you have to have music, but if you had... just a speaker come in, I guess, and maybe Kate Daly will come in once a month or something, and then you can get somebody else to talk about whatever.
Yeah. Kate would probably be a good draw, I would think.
You just have to make it worthwhile for somebody to come in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are good ideas. I like it all. Thanks for the advice.
Oh, you're welcome.
So you're like,
by the way, I just got the 90-second buzzer.
Oh, okay. Yep, it is that time.
So any good last words?
Oh, no, I think your kitty has all the last words for us today.
Okay.
He wants to say goodbye to everyone, I think.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and start closing it down here. So,
okay.
Thank you for being here tonight, Amanda. Everyone else, I'll be back again tomorrow. Please support the other shows on the network. It is not just a negative show. Until then, hold on to that handrail. Keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative, and I am